This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
So it's with great honor and humility, I accept this nomination for President of the United States of America.
You did it. You crazy son of a bitch, you did.
He delivered a speech whose themes fit far better in an acceptance speech from Ronald Reagan.
You sure about that?
For Lord's sake, this is the United States of America. And there's never been anything we've been able to accomplish when we've done it together.
There it is!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I'm Hunter Biden.
And I'm Ashley Biden.
Joe Biden is our dad.
His son walked out with $1.5 billion to manage. That's millions of dollars a year. And the son didn't even have a job before that. He walked out of there in 10 minutes with
marijuana joints, pills, Quaalude, Valium, yellow ones, red ones, cocaine grinder, drug needles.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Well, Mika, I'm really worried there will be direct interference with the election through the manipulation of the Postal Service.
I thought surely you'd still be crushed under that house in Munchkinland.
Unchained and unstoppable.
We couldn't have done that deal had we stayed in this horrible deal done by John Kerry, who just had no clue as to negotiation.
I'm John Kerry, and I'm reporting for duty.
He never got up and walked again. Once he rode his bicycle, remembered he was in an accident. I promised at 73 years old, I said, I'll never be riding a bicycle. He had the helmet, he had the names, the insignias all over. He had insignias like he was a 20-year-old great cyclist from France.
Can I get out of here, please?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
You understand, of course, that John Kerry is almost as bitter as Hillary Clinton about losing the election. And like Hillary Clinton, he thinks that he was actually elected president in 2004. But his victory, his glorious victory, was not stolen in the Electoral College. It was stolen by the Diebold voting machines in the state of Ohio. And he thinks they turned 60,000 votes around. So he still would have lost the popular vote by 3 million, but he thinks he should have been president. Now, Hillary, on the other hand, thinks she won the popular vote by 3 million, so that means she should be president. Bitter is the word to describe them. At the speech he made this afternoon in front of a group of conservative businessmen in Virginia, the president mentioned how he had opened up the monument, so-called, in the Atlantic Ocean to fishing for the Maine and the other New England fishermen. And he talked about how, he said, what do they call it a monument for? I opened it up to fishing, 5,000 miles. Do you know how much fish are in the fish and lobsters are in those 5,000 miles? Well, this is breaking news after the president's speech. U.S. and European Union strike deal to eliminate tariffs on American lobster. One goal is to boost sales of Maine lobster to European markets. That's good news. That's good news. And here's some more good news for the New England area. Governor Chris Sununu is opening up the restaurants of New Hampshire to 100% capacity. That's good. That is a very, very good development for everybody. And I think Chris Sununu never really bought into the, he played along to a degree. Sometimes you kind of got to go along even when you know something's total BS. He was surrounded. Look who he was surrounded by, though. Janet Mills, Charlie Parker, and Scott in Vermont. They all have drunk the Kool-Aid. They all really believe it. That's scary, isn't it? Time now for the Chump Line.
Rise and shine, Sleepy Joe, now's the time, don't you know, to come out of your basement room. And we can't wait till you debate, stammering through your gloom and doom.
Mr. Vice President, you were great last night. I was? What did I do? If I was that good, could I have some extra tapioca pudding?
Hey, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Wow, that new At Home with Grace video was great. Do us a favor, though. Please don't make an At Home with Howie series. Watching you drum your black toe would be almost as bad as this convention. We're going to be fine.
Yeah, where was Deval Patrick for the convention? And incidentally, if you haven't seen Grace's video, go to HowieCarShow.com, HowieCarShow.com, and it's right there at the on the homepage. Grace's home video, she explains how she got the job here at the Howie Carr Show, and it's a very funny, very well-produced video. She did it all herself.
And I'm going to do one next week, and I promise I will film it on the horizontally. I made a rookie mistake, and I filmed it the wrong way. But next week, I'll be back with Questions with Grace Part 2, and it'll be filmed the right way.
And you know, despite the fact that she says she taped it the wrong way, it's still pretty good. It's still pretty funny. If you like Grace and you like to have a few laughs, this is worth checking out this weekend. HowieCarShow.com. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, loving the Democrat National Convention and all the uplifting, positive, and patriotic speeches. All the well-rehearsed one-liners, and perhaps for the first time since he gave his fireside chats on television, the first pre-recorded acceptance speech. I'm saying it was live, but Rush is saying he's hearing from a lot of people that they think it was taped and put together, that Joe wasn't capable of even delivering a C-plus effort like he did. We'll see. This will truly be an historic election.
Hey, Howie, I missed the whole Democratic convention. Has anybody got it on tape?
See, you know what side of the fence he comes down on. Here's a 603. I couldn't watch any of Joe Biden's speech. I was too busy watching the Little House on the Prairie marathon on the Hallmark Channel. Couldn't bear Biden. There were a lot of options. There, you know, Bruce Springsteen, was it sung about the 57 channels and there's nothing on? There's a lot more than 57 channels. You can always find something now.
Another Democrat with a plan. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
He's got a plan for the plandemic, the scamdemic. You can't spell pandemic without using the letters D-E-M, can you?
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. I was disappointed to learn from Senator Harris that there's no vaccine for racism. Until folks in the scientific community can develop a racism vaccine that we can mandate, we need to roll back to phase one and shelter in place. Because like COVID, racism doesn't take the summer off.
You have to respect the science. You have to obey the metrics in all of the sectors. And incidentally, if you didn't hear earlier today, the Bureau of Labor Statistics came out with the July employment statistics, and we're number one.
We're number one! We're number one! We're number one!
Highest unemployment rate in the nation, 16.1% for the second consecutive month.
Hey, Howie. Charlie Parker said COVID-19 will not be taking the summer vacation. But do you think in a couple of weeks, Ed Markey might be taking a permanent vacation?
I don't know. I'm not so sure about that. I think it's a dead even fight right now. They want to talk a little bit about that tonight on the Fox News channel. I'm going to be on with Martha McCollum around 7:30 or so. They're very amused by the dispute between AOC and Speaker Pelosi. I'm going to say, in 90% of the districts, congressional districts across the United States, I would have to say at least 90%, AOC is a bigger get for an endorsement than Nancy Pelosi.
My name is Joe Biden. In my basement, I'm hiding because I don't want to go out there. The press might have questions that lead to suggestions about all my China affairs. With Hunter and Klein Smith, and all of my baggage, I still have a chance. I swear.
Joe's listening to that going, who's Kleinsmith? I'm kind of fuzzy on Hunter, but I'm sure I don't know this guy. What's his name? Klein Smith?
If you look at Kamala Harris's prison to work camp record, she's actually the Democrat who's done the most for jobs of anyone in the country.
Yeah, but those days are behind her. You know, she goes with the flow. She's like a weather vane and a stiff wind. You know, just like her new running mate, Joe Biden, for that matter.
In other news, audio has just leaked of Joe Biden plagiarizing John Kerry's 2004 acceptance speech.
I'm Joe Biden, and I'm reporting with duty in my pants. I mean it. Fetch me some new Depends.
You know, getting back to Nancy Pelosi endorsing Joe Kennedy, Nancy Pelosi had to have served at least 30 years in the House with Ed Markey. And yet she endorses not Ed Markey. So does she know something that, well, I was going to say that we don't know, but we know it. We know about Ed Markey, just like she does.
She's got the direct pipeline to the Jenny's ice cream. She doesn't need him.
That's right. That's right. She has a lot better ice cream than he used to serve on the mean streets of Malden all those many years ago.
Howie, he used to be known as Good Time Charlie Baker. Now it's Closing Time Charlie Baker.
It may be even worse than Closing Time Charlie Baker. Sometimes doesn't it seem like you're doing time in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts? How about Hard Time Charlie Baker?
Do you know who was the most disappointed in Joe Biden's coherent speech last night? Kamala Harris.
I don't think she's deluded in any way. She's probably talked to him a few times. I mean, I think everybody who's watched any of those YouTube compilations, and they are legion, knows exactly what we're dealing with here with Joe Biden.
The one thing plugs prove is that he can read. As he droned through his tedious screed, he didn't have to squint. It was written in large print. Then they just prayed Joe didn't lose the feed.
Yeah, that would have been a real problem if the teleprompter had gone down. I assume they had multiple backup teleprompters in ready. You'll notice, though, that the speech only ran, 22, 25 minutes? That's very short for an acceptance speech. Remember Clinton when he was president? Sometimes he went on for 90 minutes on his State of the Union address. Trump must have been on for at least an hour and 15 minutes this morning in Virginia. And that was just, and that's the day he's going back to a funeral for his brother. And he can still knock it out of the park for an hour and over an hour.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. If you want to leave a message, you can call in from 1 to 5 every weekday afternoon. 1 to 5 every weekday afternoon. 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you want to hear yet more messages on the chump line, go to Chopped Chumps. We post the messages that didn't make the broadcast version of the chump line at 7 o'clock every weeknight. Get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week loving the Democrat National Committee and all the uplifting, positive, and patriotic speeches, all the well-rehearsed one-liners, and perhaps for the first time since FDR gave his fireside chats on television, the first pre-recorded acceptance speech. This will truly be an historic election.
Hey, Howie, I missed the whole Democratic convention. Has anybody got it on tape?
Here's what, if I were Lori Loughlin's lawyer, I'd be saying now. Lori, the bad news is you got 2 months to serve. The good news is there are almost 7 million people living in Massachusetts that don't know when their sentence is going to be over. I'm Howie Carr.
You can call him Fat Boy, just don't call him late for dinner. It's Howie Carr.
Hi, my name is Jane Lucas, and I am from the town of South China, Maine.
This is Al from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Hey, I'm Angela from Brewster on the Cape, and this is the one and the only Howie Carr Show.
Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy. Good thing Roman makes treating erectile dysfunction simple, safe, and from the comfort of your own home. Get a free online evaluation today at GetRoman.com/Howie. If approved, you'll get $15 off your first order of erectile dysfunction treatment. GetRoman.com/Howie. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which Joe Biden insult best describes you? Damn liar, fat, junkie, ain't black, or lying dog-faced pony soldier?
Sometimes just dog-faced pony soldier. You know, mixes it up like a good pitcher. You know, you can't come in with the fastball every pitch. I'm going to go with lying dog-faced pony soldier.
Lying dog-faced pony soldier is in the lead at 45%. Ain't black is at 38%. Fat is at 11%. Damn liar is at 5%. And junkie is holding at 1%.
All right. Meanwhile, in the number one state for unemployment, there's 50 new people being laid off this afternoon. Boston Symphony Orchestra. I mean, like all the other cultural groups, they're getting clobbered. The layoffs are the latest in a stream of cost-cutting measures designed to help the organization weather the pandemic. I like the BSO, but you know, it's just, does Charlie Parker realize that these people are all, you know, potential voters, that they're all taxpayers, that they're all human beings? They all have lives they're interested in. They had careers. They have careers. They'd like to think they still have careers.
Did this just happen?
Effectively, immediately, all New Hampshire restaurants can operate at 100% capacity. Again, as long as they continue following state reopening guidelines, including maintaining 6 feet of distance between parties. This was announced by the governor today. Previously, restaurants in six northern New Hampshire counties were able to operate at 100% capacity, but the southern counties were restricted to 50%. Over the course of the pandemic, COVID-19 has hit southern part. Yeah, well, just like eastern Massachusetts rather than western Mass. Some restaurants might still, this is from Channel 9, MUR, some restaurants might still be unable to serve as many customers at once as they used to because of the need to keep customers from different parties apart. Other restrictions, such as no standing in bar areas, remain in effect. Another one of these things. So COVID virus can attack you if you're standing up with a drink in your hand. In New Hampshire. But if you're sitting down with a drink in your hand, you're immune. Have I got it? Is that the way it works? The change comes after News 9, that's the TV station, reported that bar and restaurant owners were concerned about cooler weather ahead, making it impossible to continue outdoor seating. And of course, restaurants in Massachusetts have exactly the same concerns, but Charlie Baker could not care less. Restaurant owners said that without an easing of the indoor dining restrictions, their businesses wouldn't be able to survive. That's why there's this steady stream of restaurants going out of business, throwing in the towel, wherever you go in Massachusetts. They keep thinking, well, this can't go on forever. But it can go on forever because it's given Charlie Parker his jollies. He likes being number one. We're number one. We're number one for unemployment.
We're number one. We're number one.
I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Here's a 603 text. Come on up. And then he calls us a name I can't repeat on the air. People from Massachusetts. We also have menthols. There's that too. Yes, we don't have menthols here anymore. That was the first sign that Charlie Parker was a megalomaniac. Here's another 603. You should have seen the stream of cars coming up 93 north today. I'm sure. Anyway, we have one cheap bastard deal for New Hampshire restaurants. We got a few of them left. White Birch Brewing.
I don't think we'll have those for long.
No, that's in Nashua, New Hampshire. You can get a $50 certificate for White Birch Brewing in Nashua, New Hampshire for $25. It's one of Carolyn Carr's favorite places. She likes to go up there. But anyway, now's a better time than ever to get one of those. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. And we'll try to get some more restaurants now signed up in New Hampshire for cheap bastard deals.
It's so easy to become a popular state during this thing.
Yeah, I know. And somebody's saying, don't give Sununu a pass. He panicked. Look at the nursing home death rate here. We were leading the country in June, 80% probably still. Hey, in the kingdom of the blind, 603, the one-eyed man shall lead.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like in high school, it didn't matter if you had the best house or anything. If you had a basement and there was no parents' home, you won the competition.
Right.
Right now, having restaurants open, you're winning that competition.
Right. And just the fact that they are just the other three governors that surround New Hampshire are so ridiculous and unreasonable.
Yeah.
It's he looks like a statesman. And you know, I was disappointed in him earlier for not standing up, but yeah, I'm happy now. I'm happy. Anyway, get those gift certificates, White Birch Brewing in Nashua. $25 for $50 worth of eats and drinks. All right, now it's that time. It's Friday afternoon. You know what that means.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
Police blotter facts. Friday. Jeez, I'm starting to sound like Joe Biden. Police blotter facts Friday. And what we ask you to do is send in your funny stories or items from your local daily or weekly newspaper. You know, some papers have a police blotter that's written by the police department, or they call it, some call it the police log. It's a column. And it can be a standalone story from your local media outlet. Just as long as it's funny, send it along to Grace@HowieCarshow.com, Grace@HowieCarshow.com, or you can still fax them to us at 857-284-8864, 857-284-8864. And at this time, every Friday afternoon, we read the funniest ones of the week, in our opinion, any kind of stories involving the local constabulary that are a little bit humorous. And the two best entries of the week, in our humble opinion, get a nice prize. What do they get this week, Grace?
They'll be getting a copy of your book, What Really Happened.
Okay.
All right, so let's get going here. These are the runners-up. They do not win a prize. Half-dressed woman damages pizza shop.
Half-dressed? Now, what half was not dressed?
So I guess if you're a woman and they say it's half-dressed, she was wearing only a bra and jeans. This is in Brunswick, Ohio.
I don't even think that qualifies as half-dressed.
Oh.
Maybe two-thirds dressed.
Yeah, I would agree. Police responded to a call about a woman damaging the Ohio Pie Building at 8:59 p.m.
The Ohio Pie Building?
Yeah.
Is that where they make pies?
Pizza pies.
Oh.
The woman was described as highly intoxicated and was found at the scene wearing only a bra and jeans, with incoherent speech and unable to take care of her well-being. Did I thought that said wobbling for a second.
Did she have a glassy stare, glassy-eyed stare?
That usually comes with, you know, balance and things like that.
Yes.
Florida man floods jail cell by repeatedly flushing toilet. So this is an interesting tactic. This is out of Melbourne, Florida.
This is done in dorms all the time.
Yeah, this happened at my high school once.
And also, yeah, in high schools, in middle schools, probably even in elementary schools.
It's so mean, though, because someone has to clean it up. It's right. Just so selfish. A man who was apparently upset about being arrested repeatedly flushed the toilet in his cell until it flooded the area, then made a death threat toward the officer who took him into custody. Police said a man flagged them down Wednesday to let them know that a man later identified as John Adams, 40.
John Adams. A republic, if you could keep it. Oh, no, that was Benjamin Franklin.
Do you want to know the craziest part? You know what? Why he was arrested?
Why?
He stole a bicycle. A Schwinn bicycle.
John Kerry? Did it belong to John Kerry?
Well, this guy's 40.
John Adams is a popular name, though. Remember the state trooper who was fired recently? I wrote about him in my column. He was John Adams, too.
Renaissance.
And then, of course, you got the Adams boys, John Adams and John Quincy Adams, his
right.
son. Was his middle name Quincy, by the way?
It says the victim confronted Adams and got the $150 bike back, but he still...
Oh, that was John Kerry doesn't care about that bike. John Kerry doesn't spend less than $8,000 on a bike.
But he still wanted to press charges since he had surveillance video of the incident and his family was home at the time. They located Adams nearby and took him into custody. He became extremely irate, started banging on the cell doors, and then flushed the cell toilet repeatedly until the booking room flooded.
And he was finally vanquished by Thomas Jefferson.
Yes, exactly. Utah man throws his wife in the river during a fight over dinner arrangements.
Where were they having dinner? Down by the river?
Utah,
how did that work out?
A Utah man was arrested Monday for allegedly tossing his wife into a river at a waterside resort in a fit of rage over dinner arrangements. Douglas Harold Green is accused of carrying out the attack Sunday at the Provo River Resort. Green's wife told police the two were arguing over dinner arrangements.
So it was kind of a nice place, it sounds like.
Yeah, he reportedly became angry and threatened to drown her in the river. Then he dragged his wife into the water and forced her in. Apparently, there was someone nearby who saw the whole thing go down. I'm guessing...
Where were the mask police when you really need them? You know, what were they, just checking out some teenagers?
Well, maybe they both had masks on, so they said, move along, and they missed the incident. I mean, the thing is, it says... an argument over dinner arrangements. And Jared, I don't know if you'll agree with me here, but I would feel as though the argument is the wife can't decide where to go to dinner or something like that. She can't decide what she wants to eat.
That is kind of a drownable offense. Yeah, I have to agree.
I am going to go out on a limb and say that there was alcohol involved in this anger.
Was it a liquid dinner arrangement? Is that what?
I don't know. I don't know if people tend to go for alcohol before they go down to the river. I'm more of an ocean girl myself.
It's Utah.
No,
so
it's Utah, though.
Not.
That's what I was saying. It was more like it's a Utah thing rather than a river thing. There was no alcohol involved. Mormons, you know, they don't.
Oh, right. Of course. Near naked woman unable to tell police how her car overturned on the expressway.
This is a local story.
So here, we need the captain
to
weigh in.
I sent this one in.
So, Howie. And this has come up a lot already in this segment where we have people who are near naked, half naked. What is the ruling? Do we play the naked song?
Well, I want to know how naked was she? Tell me.
Okay. Live Boston reports a woman flipped her car around 3 a.m. on I-93 South, about a mile before the Neponset Circle exit. The apparent driver found next to the car was unable to tell state police how the car flipped or what had happened to her clothes.
Was she able to say where she had her last drink?
She was taken to a local
hospital.
They
asked that, you know.
So it doesn't say, like in the last story, it said the woman had a bra and jeans on. In this story, it does not say. It just says near naked. I think near naked qualifies as a song.
I would say Randy.
Beware, beware, beware of the
near
naked. It's something about that this week. It's like everyone's so close but no cigar. You know, they're close to the full thing, but they keep their pants on.
Yeah.
Beware of man with machetes outside the Dedham Hooters. A lot of local stories this week. Massachusetts is really going down the tubes fast.
People are angry that they have to socially distance at a Hooters. So that's why we now have this machete problem.
To be fair, I think the waitresses at Hooters always suggest social distance when they're, you know, serving people. Stay far away.
So what happened?
Dedham police report a man was robbed by two other men, one armed with a machete, outside the Hooters on Providence Highway around 11:55 p.m. on Monday. Machete man threatened the victim with his machete. As one usually
what else
does.
Would he be if his name is Machete Man?
And demanded money. The second suspect reportedly placed an object against the victim's back.
Object man.
And took a sum of money from the victim. Both suspects fled the area.
You know, Grace, I'm very concerned about this. Now, there's been some senseless street violence at the Encore Casino in Everett the last few nights. Knifings, shootings. And now you're telling me that there's a problem on the other side of the city at the Hooters in Dedham.
Yeah.
How are we going to get this economy up and moving again?
I don't know. I totally agree. And this is
where,
not,
where do you go?
It's one thing to bring your machetes places, but please keep them away from the Hooters. People need their wings. This is a selfish move. I'm sure they had to shut down the whole parking lot once this happened.
Maybe we could do a spot for Encore Casino. Hi, this is Encore Casino. Yes, we have some stabbings, and yes, we have an occasional shooting out in the parking lot. But so far, no machete attacks. That's why we have security people.
Are you feeling lucky? It says, anybody who knows a guy with a machete who's just come into some money should contact the detective in this case. Very specific things. But if you do know that, then you're probably on the right track.
Here's a quote from John Adams.
Oh, God.
Our Constitution was only made for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other.
And give me your damn bike. That's how he finished that quote.
I think, I don't think this John Adams is adequate.
Hand over the Schwinn.
To our Constitution.
Florida man takes 9-mile turnpike ride on hood of a tractor trailer. Clad only in a t-shirt and gray underwear. Once again, we are so close.
It's a guy. No.
No, I agree. A Florida man took a 9-mile ride on the hood of a tractor trailer traveling northbound on Florida's turnpike this Saturday afternoon. The scantily clad man jumped on the hood as it was rolling down the highway.
That's a violation of journalistic conventions. Only women can be scantily clad.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'm so happy I went to the Howie Carr School of Journalism. So I
you've heard of the AP Associated Press style book. This is the HC style book.
Yeah, Howie would have seen that as the editor and said, get this out of here.
Yeah.
At one point in the video,
You call him sans culotte.
The man on the hood of the semi-truck can be heard yelling, call the police! The video then shows the man trying to punch his way through the tractor trailer.
You want the guy that sold him some pants. Call the guy who sold me some pants.
I think that the stories in police blotter that would be the most frustrating are stories like this, where this guy's day is just inconvenience. This Looney Tune jumps. It's one thing if it's like, you know, father, son getting a fight over beer or something, because it's like, okay, that's your family. That's part of your problem. But this guy's just riding his truck, you know?
I think riding on a truck on the Florida Turnpike on the hood for 9 miles is pretty scary.
He should join Fear Factor. By the way, guys, Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. Everyone should check out Piantedosi Bread. They sponsor this segment. They sponsor Hate Mail Monday. They are the best bread in the business. Make sure you check them out at your local markets.
857 says, do we know if these naked women were guilty or not guilty? No,
no.
We don't know that. No, we have a picture.
Howie sent me these stories, if you can't tell. That's why he's such an expert on them.
We have a picture of the car turned over on the expressway, but I checked it out with a magnifying glass, and I didn't see any naked women in it.
Howie was a real detective trying to find these photos. Where are the pictures?
I am Inspector Carr, after all. Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy. Usually we just brush it off or blame ourselves, saying things like, I lost my mojo. Or we avoid it altogether with excuses like, I had a long day at work, or sorry, honey, I'm just not feeling it. But with Roman, it is easy to talk about it with a healthcare professional who can prescribe real medication. It's simple, safe, and totally discreet. It's still difficult to make an appointment at a medical clinic or wherever, and going to the pharmacy requires the usual mask and all the rest of that nonsense. With Roman, you don't have to worry about any of that. You can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for erectile dysfunction, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, Roman will ship it to you with free 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, simple, and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/Howie and complete an online visit. Erectile dysfunction used to be tough to tackle, but now there's Roman. Complete an online visit today to connect with a healthcare professional and take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/Howie today. If approved, you'll get $15 off your first order of erectile dysfunction treatment. That's GetRoman.com/Howie. GetRoman.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zuko from Hanson, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
917 says, of course the guy on the Florida Turnpike was semi-dressed. He was on a semi-truck.
Ha, 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 ha.
Very good. Okay, guys, I have a few more runners up before we get to our winners. If you can believe this, we have another bike story in the news. Burglar falls.
Bicycle. I want to ride my
Well, who wanted to ride their bicycle this time?
Burglar falls from bicycle that he stole from woman's apartment. Mohammed Farah was charged with
another one of those wacky Mohammeds.
He fell off a bicycle that he stole from a woman's apartment.
Where is this?
Police responded to, this is in Tennessee, police responded to a call of a man lying in the street with a bicycle.
I was lying in the street when I fell off my bicycle. John Kerry was lying in the street after he fell off his.
I know, it's crazy. Chicago man busted selling $2,700 sweater stolen by looters to undercover cops. This is a feel-good story.
I love this story.
The guy went online to a store, a mobile marketplace called OfferUp, and he offered up this sweater that was looted from a store. And the police,
yeah, on the, what is the million-dollar mile or whatever they call it.
And the police met up with him. They offered him $800 for it, and then they arrested him at a strip mall.
Did you give us a little biography of the guy? He lives at home with his parents, and he has three kids. I wonder who contributes more to the child support for the three kids, me and you or him?
Yeah. Look in a mirror. That's probably right. Your answer. Okay, guys, so here are my two winners. A North Carolina woman was shot in the arm with a BB gun after she pulled up a Trump sign near her brother's yard. Peggy Fox thought that somebody was playing a prank when she pulled up to her brother's home in Lincolnton. She told the news that her brother never expresses his political views, so she went to remove the sign. As she pulled it out of the ground, she was shot by her brother's neighbor, Worth McAllister. Get off my lawn. He was 76.
Worth, you done shot me.
I felt pain in my arm.
I didn't need no bird shot this Friday afternoon.
She said she didn't realize the sign was on McAllister's property and she would have put it back if he asked. He didn't ask. He just shot you with the BB gun.
No charges are pending against Worth, are there? I hope not.
Well, let's see. When police arrived, Fox went to the hospital. I don't believe so. It doesn't say.
Good.
Okay, and our last winner, I think you'll enjoy this story, Howie, mostly because you sent it to me. Men broke into South Florida homes while wearing GPS ankle monitors. Hollywood, Florida.
Wait, they work outside my home?
A group of men already on pretrial release for previous offenses are behind a string of burglaries carried out while wearing ankle monitors that track their location. Authorities seized more than $150,000 in cash, an AK-47.
This is Broward County, where they had all these reports that this guy was going to shoot up the high school, and they never bothered to follow up on him. I mean, they had no reason to believe they were going to get busted just because they were wearing ankle bracelets.
Zion O'Dane Denver Hall.
Zion, yeah.
21. Mm-hmm. Tyrek Devontae Williams.
Is it Tyrek or Tyreek?
Tyrek.
Okay.
If you're going by the...
Okay.
Tremaine Raekwon Hill.
Uh-huh.
They stole iPads, jewelry, ammunition, blank checks, a vehicle. No word on if they stole a bike, though.
Did they steal any brains? All right, we'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.